AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP the Justice Department and the FBI have narrowed the pool of potential suspects believed responsible for the disclosure of highly classified military documents on the Ukraine war. They first surfaced online last week. A top Pentagon spokesman says the disclosures present a very serious risk to national security. It's an encouraging sign. Inflation is easing. Wholesale prices are down.
The Labor Department's Producer Price Index, which reflects prices charged by manufacturers, farmers, and wholesalers, was down 0.5% from February to March. That was led by a big drop in the price of gasoline. Year over year, wholesale prices were up 2.7%, the mildest 12-month increase since January of 2021, and way down from 11.7% this time last year. Excluding volatile food and energy, the core rate, considered a better gauge of underlying inflation, was down 0.1%, putting it at 3.4% annually. Economists with Oxford Economics say we expect the bite from the Fed's previous rate hikes will further reduce business and consumer demand, pushing producer price inflation lower throughout the rest of the year. The report follows news Wednesday that consumer inflation eased slightly and that Fed economists are forecasting a pullback in bank lending will cause a mild recession. Jennifer King, Washington.
More rain is in the forecast for parts of Florida and places that have already been drenched with about a foot of rain. Sean Batty is at the National Weather Service.
A very historical type of event. So basically the whole city of Fort Lauderdale, 10 to 15 inches isolated, 20 to 25.
The Fort Lauderdale airport is closed. Justin Pearson, the second of two black Democrats who were kicked out of the Republican-led Tennessee House, followed his colleague back to work at the Capitol today, a week after they were kicked out for taking part in a gun control protest. Pearson was sworn in outside the State House. Yesterday, Shelby County commissioners in Memphis unanimously voted to reinstate him. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. More Americans are applying for unemployment. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
But the number is still relatively low. Applications for unemployment for the week ending April 8th rose by 11,000 to 239,000 from the previous week, says the Labor Department. That is the most in more than a year. The job market seems to be finally showing some signs of softening, more than a year after the Fed began its aggressive campaign to cool inflation by raising its benchmark borrowing rate 9 times in about a year. The Fed now predicting that the unemployment rate will rise to 4.5% by year's end. That is a number that's historically associated with recession. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal appeals court ruled the abortion pill mifepristone can still be used for now, but reduced the period of pregnancy when the drug can be taken and said it could not be dispensed by mail. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.